Hey, I would just like to welcome everybody to the Lock on Everything. And for this week, you're going to be hearing me. My name is Brian Williams. I will be filling in for Brian Locklear this week. He had decided to take a sabbatical and go on a cruise. So I hope he really enjoys himself because he does deserve it. Now, to tell you a little bit about me, I know you heard me on the very first podcast, but you really haven't heard from me since then. So I don't want anybody out there thinking that Brian just got some hobo off the street to come fill in for him this week. Again, my name is Brian. Brian and I have known each other for about 12 years now. Just like Brian, I am a veteran. Everybody knows he served in the Army. I served in the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah. I did that for about 2 years. I got out, just started pursuing other careers in life. Long story short, Brian decided to do this podcast. I see how awesome of a job he's doing and how far he's taking it. And, I let him know that I wanted to be more involved. So I'm stepping in for him this week. And I hope you guys enjoy me as much as you have enjoyed him. Today's topic is going to be kind of unusual. It's kind of going to be off the subject of... It's kind of going to touch on politics, but it's going to be more so on the religion side of it. I know we do have a few Christian followers, and for those of you that don't live that lifestyle, you still may find this a little bit more interesting as the rest of us. So we're going to go ahead and get started. But before we get into today's topic, let me just throw a shout out to Audible and thank them for what they're doing for us. If you have not checked them out, please do so. I'm sure everybody likes to read, myself included. But I would much rather have somebody read to me. So Audible has been very great for me. My wife loves it as well. So if you haven't checked out Audible, please go to their website, www.audible.com/thelockoneverything. Go ahead and subscribe, get your free 30-day trial, try it out. You might like it. And just give us some feedback and give them some feedback on us to let them know that you are definitely enjoying our show. So now, with that being said, let's go ahead and hop into today's topic. For those of you that have been reading the newspaper or keeping up with things of that nature, Brian actually sent me something very intriguing the other day, and I had some other people, believe it or not, hit me up on my Instagram and my Facebook and just shared this with me. And it was just being thrown at me. And so Brian was like, why don't you cover this? And what I'm getting ready to cover is not even really scratching the surface. It's just barely touching it. I am just going to touch the surface of it today. I'm not going to get really in depth with everything because, it can get very, very deep, and I'm not going to do that to you guys today on my first time being here. So a few weeks ago, let me find it. There was an article that came out that said, I got chipped. And basically what that is, there was a company in Wisconsin that has decided to embed microchips in the in their employees' hands. Now, it was only for the employees that had chose to do so. It has not anything that they had made mandatory at all. Let me read you the article right here. It says, the microchips are the size of a grain of rice, and they are embedded into the hands of employees for the Three Square Market, a vending company that makes kiosks to dispense food and beverages. It was done supposedly for the purpose of convenience, and employees' hands can now be read to verify their identities. Okay, this was here in Wisconsin, and just not even a week later, there was another one that came out over in Sweden. The Political Insider published this one online. You guys are more than welcome to check it out. The first one that I just read to you from the Wisconsin employees was done by Right Edition Newsletter. This one here for the one in Sweden is the Political Insider, and they have basically done the exact same thing. In this article, they do mention, before they go into what's happening in Sweden, they mention what I just read to you and the incident in Wisconsin. Okay, right here it says, the Political Insider lets us know that we are living in a cashless society. First credit cards, now microchip implanted inside of our skin with pretty much all our data. From the day we were born, as well as being able to track every movement we make. So that goes back into the religious side of it. For those of you that know, and for those of you that don't know, let me either review it for you, or let me throw some knowledge on you. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16, reading out of the King James Version, it says, and he causeth all, talking about the Antichrist, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Again, like I said, what I'm getting into today, I'm barely touching the surface of it. You can let me know, let Brian know, share it on the podcast, share your thoughts on our Instagram page, whether you would like more information, more in depth on the knowledge of all of this, because it gets very, very deep. What I just read to you, again, it came from Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, that was talking about the Antichrist, and he was going to make it mandatory that all of us, all men, women, and children alike, receive the microchip in our right hand. Now, reading these two articles, it doesn't really specify, and I couldn't find what hand it was done in. One of them, it actually looked like it was done in the left hand. So I'm really not sure, to be honest with you. So I'm not going to assume and tell you that it was done one way when it was actually done another. And I have asked around my other Christian friends, my friends that are not Christian, and they basically said the same thing. And even with this Political Insider newspaper, I'm not sure if they're Christian or if they're secular, but they even speak of this is something pretty much out of the pages of the book of Revelation in the Bible. Something like this is what the Antichrist will use for people to be able to buy or sell, because those who do not receive the mark of the beast will not be able to buy or sell according to that prophecy. Now, again, I don't know if they're Christian or not, but if this is a secular newsletter, then their minds are even being opened up, and they're getting a kind of a wake-up call to let everybody else know that, hey, this is something that's going on. This is not just a myth anymore. This isn't just a legend anymore. This is something that is hitting home. And I have a few Christian friends that have let me know, hey, this ain't the mark of the beast. There's nothing to worry about. And that is where I completely disagree with you. This may not be the mark of the beast, but that is not the point. The point is there's people already happy and excited about getting this done. This company in Wisconsin that I was telling you about earlier, they got t-shirts made, and people are just happy and excited. And to let you know, this isn't something that's just going to be thrown at us and boom, take it. That's not how the enemy works. That's not how he will ever work. So if anybody thinks they're just going to get bombarded and it's just going to be thrown at you all at one time, then I hate to hurt your feelings, but it's going to come up very, very slowly upon you. And that's exactly what this is doing here. The enemy is infiltrating our churches. And I have another article completely off this subject that is pertaining to politics and religion that I will try my very, very best to touch on at the end of this podcast. But mine and Brian's thing is to just make our viewers aware. And you don't just need to be aware these days of politics, because whether you're religious, quote unquote, or not, politics is going to start involving religious matters in one way, shape, or form, whether it be Muslim, Islamic, whether it be Christianity. It doesn't matter. Religion is going to hit the political forefront in one way or another. And going by what Brian said the other day in his wonderful podcast that I hate I wasn't a part of, we do need to educate our children. We do need to educate ourselves. We need to be vigilant. We don't need to be naive to any of the matters that is facing our world today. We can brush it off and say it doesn't bother us, it doesn't affect us, but that's where you're wrong. Because it's like Brian said, it does affect us. If they can't get to us, they're going to get to our children. If they can't embed it into our mind, and at this point it looks like our hand, they're going to aim for our children. And I don't know very many parents that are not protective of their children. I can speak for me and my wife. We are very protective of our children. We do live a Christian lifestyle. I am a man of God. It is something I am not ashamed of. My wife is a woman of God. And again, she's not ashamed of it. And we are raising our children that way. And our children are children of God as well. And we are going to do everything in our power to protect them. So we're just going to pass that information and that knowledge along to you. For those Christians that say, oh, this isn't the mark of the beast, again, that's not the point. The point is that it's out there. The point is you've got people not even thinking twice of doing this, and it's coming upon us, creeping on us, you might could say it that way, because they're trying to make it sound like it's something convenient. Like, first, they're going to make it the cool thing for the millennials and turn it into an RFID bracelet. That's what the Right Edition newsletter said. And they even said that the millennials would be the first ones to take it because they have no knowledge. And a lot of our children are those millennials. And if they're not those millennials are going to be the ones influencing my younger kids. And I don't know about you, but I don't want that happening. Okay. Again, they are making this sound like it's convenient, and they want to eventually get it to the point to where you don't even need your keys anymore. You will be able to unlock and lock your home and your car with this RFID bracelet or the chip that you get embedded into your hand. I don't know about you guys, folks, but it's getting real. And it's like the newsletter said, this isn't a myth anymore. This isn't a legend. This is something that is hitting home, and we're facing the end times. And I know that's something that a lot of people, non-Christian people and even Christian people alike, do not like to hear. It's the end time. We're reaching the end time. You have a lot of people out there that are atheist or agnostic. They really don't believe, as far as the atheist, they don't believe in the Bible. Your Scientologist don't believe in the Word of God. But whether you believe in it or not, it's coming forth. When John was on the Isle of Patmos and he wrote the book of Revelation, that was thousands of years ago. Thousands and thousands of years ago. And to give you a little bit of backstory at that, John the Revelator had been sentenced to the Isle of Patmos completely by himself. Imagine yourself stranded on the Sahara Desert, no food, no water. You pretty much got to live off the land. So whatever you can dig in the sand and find, that's what you're eating. That's not exactly what John was living, but that gives you an idea about what he had to go through during the time that God spoke through him and he wrote the book of Revelation. So for those of people out there that say that God doesn't exist, that God's not real, I want you to explain to me how this came about and how John got this revelation all these thousands of years ago. And I'm pretty sure that when people first read the book of Revelation, they probably smirked it off or laughed or whatever. And this is something I've grown up in the church my entire life. I'm 35 years old. I've heard this preached in and out, upside down, right side out. You name it, I've heard it throughout my whole entire life. And even growing up as a kid, you think that's never going to happen. But like I said, it's something that the enemy creeps in on us, and it pushes slowly to the agenda of what is going to happen in our society today. Now, there's something else that I kind of want to move away from. I want to move away from this, and I want to touch on something else that is facing the church today. I don't know how many of you guys keep up with the Democratic debates or who is running for the Democratic Party, but I highly suggest you get involved, and I highly suggest you start doing some studying, and I highly suggest that you do some research and you find out what's going on, because we have a Democratic nominee by the name of O'Rourke. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have heard of him that watch CNN or pay attention to any kind of the presidential debates. This is another one that hits home for the church, especially Christianity, and the Muslim churches and all those other churches that stand against or don't believe in homosexuality. He came out and he's actually been on CNN, and I pulled it up from CNN's website, and it's saying that he wants to tax the religious groups and charities that do not support the LGBTQ community. He wants to infiltrate the churches. He wants to tax them. And for those of you that don't know, churches do not have to pay taxes. They are all tax-free. But O'Rourke wants to come in and demolish all of that. He wants to make sure that we bow down to the LGBTQ community. And we all know now that if we speak up against anything, not just this particular subject, but if we just speak up against anything, then we're full of hate. And it's more so the Christian people. And I think that's because whether you believe or not, they feel like, or they know that Christianity is the ones who is serving the one true living God. And I feel like that is the reason that Christianity is getting hit the hardest, because you've got the Islamic that don't believe in the LGBTQ. They are completely against it as well, but you don't hear them getting any backlash. It's the people that are living for God and the ones that are standing up for the one true God. We are the ones receiving the backlash, and we are the ones that are trying to be suppressed by the others. But here's what I don't get. Brian mentioned on it the other day, so I'm just going to speak on it briefly. During the Democratic debate the other night, there was a commercial that came out that, trying to think of his name, Ron Reagan, he did a commercial on atheism and agnostics, and he wanted religion out of the politics. He wanted it completely separate from the politics. He didn't want anybody mentioning God. He doesn't want anybody mentioning prayer. He doesn't want any of that. But yet, like Brian said, when you went back to the Democratic debate, they were speaking of God. They were asking for prayers. But let me make a side note here. Just because somebody mentions God doesn't mean they're talking about Yahweh. And for those of you that don't know, Yahweh is the true name of God. Okay? Anybody or anything can be your God. This bottle of water right here that I'm drinking could be my God. This computer screen that I'm sitting in front of, I could worship this computer. So just because somebody says God doesn't mean they're speaking of our Creator. Okay, let me go ahead and throw that out there right now. But nonetheless, the Democrats were asking for prayer. They were speaking on God. But yet you got somebody in your party who does not want you doing that at all. It's okay for you to mention God and ask for prayer and this, that, and the third, but when our wonderful President Trump starts prayer in the name of Jesus, then all of a sudden you have a problem with it. To me, that makes no sense at all. You're being double standard. And O'Rourke, we need to watch him, guys. We need to watch out for him. I don't think he has very much momentum now, but a lot can happen within the next year. And if the atheists and the agnostics get behind him, you know, money talks and bullcrap walks. So, and money is what runs our society today. Long story short, money is the one of the things that runs our society today. And if we've got a Rorick out there wanting to do this, I guarantee you there is others out there that want to do the exact same thing. They just haven't come forward and they're not as bold as a Rorick is about it. So again, please, please, please do your research, do your homework, find out about these candidates that we're looking at, that we're hearing about, because they are trying to infiltrate America. They're trying to tear us down, and they are trying now to tear down the churches. And everything is trying to become convenient. Convenient as far as let everybody do whatever they want to do, ever how they want to do it. Accept me for the way I am. It's more convenient to accept me than it is for you to fight me, because if you fight me, I will tear you down. I will take pretty much your whole entire livestock, because I will take you to court to prove my point. So that's what they want us to do. They want us to bow down. So again, and I know Brian would tell you the same thing, coming from far away on a cruise ship, wherever he's at, do your homework, do your research. Don't let them infiltrate your home. Don't let them infiltrate your mind. And don't let them infiltrate our children, because our children are innocent, and that's exactly who they're targeting. Going back to this Swedish thing with the microchip, that's exactly who the Swedish population was targeting. They were targeting the millennials. And something else that I meant to mention earlier about the Wisconsin thing, they're starting it now, but they want to move to much bigger masses. They want to spread it. They're going to have a meeting with NASCAR about it. They're going to have a meeting with Microsoft. They're going to have a meeting with Apple. It is something they do realize that it's very small and minute at this moment. But if they have these meetings with these companies and these companies latch on to these ideas, just imagine with me for a second exactly what is going to happen. It's happening slowly now, but as fast as it's moving, as fast as it has creeped up on us, it's going to start moving faster and faster. It's like a snowball going down a hill. It's got that momentum, and once it starts, it's not going to stop until it gets to the very end. So just be aware, be vigilant, and I want to take this opportunity and say thank you to everybody for listening to me. Please, I would love your feedback. Cut me some slack. This is my first time doing this podcast by myself, so please, please cut me some slack. I will try to do better later on in the week, I promise. Don't give up on me just yet. We are in this fight together. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening to me rant. Thank you, Brian. I know you're going to listen to this. Brother, I love you. You are my brother from another mother, even though you were in the army. I am sorry. Not really. And speaking of military, I would like to go ahead and give a quick happy belated birthday to our Navy people out there. You celebrated your birthday a few weeks ago. Yes, the Marine Corps is a department of the Navy. But I'd like to say it's the men's department. Not really. It is a joke between the Marine Corps and the Navy. And I'm sure all the other branches out there will understand my pathetic humor at this moment. But happy belated birthday to the Navy. And if I don't get a chance, happy early birthday to all the devil dogs out there. We do got a birthday coming up, November the 10th. That's pretty sad. I don't even remember my own birthday. November 10th. So happy early birthday to all my devil dogs out there. But again, thank you to everybody for listening. I appreciate this opportunity. And I cannot wait to hear your feedback. I love you. Brian loves you. We appreciate everything you guys are doing. Share. Tell everybody and their mama too about us. Again, we do love you. We appreciate everything that you're doing. And remember, spread the knowledge. Spread the knowledge. Do your homework. Don't be ashamed to tell it. Don't be ashamed to sit down with your kids and talk about politics. Don't be ashamed to sit down with your kids and talk about your religion. Again, we love you. Hope you have a wonderful day. And again, I thank you so much. Love you, and God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.